Welcome to Journey to Brave, a podcast dedicated to empowering women to heal from trauma, cultivate self-acceptance, and fearlessly step into the most brave version of themselves. Hosted by me, Kaya Hunter, certified life and shadow work coach, breathwork facilitator, and NLP and hypnosis master practitioner. Join me as we dive deep into how trauma and the wounds from our past can affect us, how we can heal, find strength, create emotional well-being, and ultimately create the life you've always bloody well dreamed of. I believe that healing as well as self-acceptance are the foundations for personal growth, and we'll explore the tools, the strategies, and practices so that you can create your own journey to brave. Ready? Let's go. Hello, and welcome to episode 10 of the Emptiness Countdown podcast. I am so glad that you are here. It's Saturday morning. I don't usually record these on a Saturday morning or usually work on the weekends, but I am in the midst of a 3-day business event with my business coach. And yeah, that's how this week has rolled around. So I'm recording this and then I'm going to go and have a massive cup of coffee. I'm getting vulnerable today. I'm sharing something that I'm working on in my own life. Something that's come up for me as I can see my future once the munchkin leaves home, and it's kind of got me thinking. Even though I'm a twice certified coach and have been working on myself for what feels like a lifetime, shit still comes up because I'm still a human. Just because I'm a life coach doesn't mean my brain is automatically no longer human. As one of my mentors, Cara Lowenthal, actually says, she's a fellow coach, there's no exit ramp off the human experience, no matter how much of this thought work and personal development, personal growth work that we do. So just wanted to share that. And before I share my story, if you're listening to this podcast before August 2022, I want to invite you to a free Intro to Human Design workshop I'm hosting on the 17th of this month. If you don't know already, I'm a qualified human design reader, and I've read the charts of more than a dozen women now, and every single one of them were blown away at how accurate it was and how much they resonated with what I shared. And since learning and experimenting with my own human design, I've really felt like I've been handed a permission slip to be 100% me. It's just been so freeing, and I've stopped judging and criticizing myself a lot. Yes, I still do it because I have a human brain, but I've stopped so much of this self-judgment and self-criticism for being the way I am. So the workshop will be for complete beginners to human design. So if you're intrigued, you've got to join. Here's what you're going to learn. You're going to learn what the heck human design is and how to understand your human design chart. You're going to understand your human design type and how you're designed to use your energy, because even though society tells us we need to work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, 40 hours, 40 hours in total minimum, right? We're not all actually designed to show up and work like that. Who knew? You'll also learn your unique way to tap into your intuition and make aligned decisions, and make decisions with your body, not your mind. Because again, we've all been trained and schooled that we use the mind to make decisions, and that always isn't the best barometer, because like I mentioned, human brain, shit comes into our brain that could potentially hold us back and see us making, I don't want to say wrong decisions, because I don't think there's anything, you know, such thing as a wrong decision, but it can see us making decisions that aren't in alignment with who we truly are. So you'll learn to make these aligned decisions with your body, not your mind. And we're all designed to make decisions differently as well. And once you learn and experiment with that, it's going to help you reduce any possible friction around your decisions with your loved ones and those around you. It also can help to reduce frustration, anger, and bitterness when you're acting out, or when you're making decisions out of your conditioning. And the last thing that you're going to learn is what potential challenges that you might face in life, especially, again, when you're acting out of conditioning rather than who you were born to be. So you can join the free workshop by visiting KaiaHunter/human-design-intro. So it's KaiaHunter, KaiaHunter.com/human-design-intro, or just DM me over on Instagram and I'll flick you the link. All right, let's dive into today's topic. Are you ready? All right, so as our kids get older and we can see them leaving home, it's time to redecide things. Whether it's your career, whether it's your marriage, whether it's new hobbies that you might want to take up, or if you're like me, maybe it's all of the travel destinations you want to go to. For me, one of the other things that I'm redeciding is whether I actually want to be in another romantic relationship. I've been happily and intentionally single for about 5 years now. But lately, as I'm home a lot more by myself these days, I've actually wondered whether to open that door to the possibility that I might want another romantic relationship at some stage. And that has just opened a big old fat can of worms, a can of worms full of my beliefs and this story that I've built up so much in my head that it feels like a fact. A story that goes something like this. I'm terrible at relationships. There's something wrong with my picker. You know, the thing that has you picking the wrong guy time and time and time again, despite the red flags literally smacking you in the face. And I can never trust myself to choose someone that isn't a horrible narcissist. Now, this story that I've told, it's also a story that my family and friends will back up and they'll tell it too. They back up all this crappy evidence from my past. And if I tell you this story, these beliefs, this story that I've got, I would be reporting it to you or telling it to you like I was reading the news, like it was all 100% true, but it's not. I've always done the best that I could do at the time with the knowledge I had and the person I was at the time. There's the circumstance, which is the part of my story that was true. And if I use just one example, that circumstance or fact was I was married. The rest of the story is just that. It's a story, or it's drama that my brain has created. And if I continue to believe that old story, guess what? I'm going to continue to get the same results. Because if you've been listening to my podcast or following me for any length of time, you'll know that our thoughts create our reality. That if I want a different result in my romantic life, or any part of my life really, I need to create a new story, new thoughts and new beliefs. So here's what I'm doing. Firstly, I'm creating awareness around those shitty old thoughts and choosing not to believe them because I'm not the same person that I was 20 years ago. I'm not the same person I was 5 years ago or even 1 year ago. I'm learning to be kinder to myself and not judge myself for who I used to be. I'm reminding myself that I have such better tools now. I'm equipped with all of my coaching knowledge, the countless hours of coaching I've both given and received. Thought by thought, I'm loosening my grip on that story, which is creating the space for new thoughts and beliefs, which I'll get to in a sec. And there's so much more awareness for me now of my patterns from the past, right? I'm confident that this awareness alone, with this awareness alone, I'll make different decisions for my future. Now, I've not tested it yet, so there might be a follow-up episode to this one. But for now, I'm choosing to hold the belief that I'll make different decisions moving forward. The second thing I'm doing is learning not to continue to judge myself for my so-called, in inverted commas, wrong decisions of my past. I'm learning to have some compassion for myself, for that old me, and not judging her against the person that I am today. And then with that awareness of my old story and beliefs, and with that compassion for myself, I'll be in a position to open that door ever so slightly to the possibility of a future romantic relationship, Notice I haven't said that it's a done deal. All I'm doing is opening that door to possibility. I've not decided yet whether I actually want another romantic relationship. I kind of like my own company. I like hanging out with my cats and doing my own thing. Did I just admit to being an old crazy cat lady? If I did, I 100% own it. But I'm opening the door to possibility, and I'm doing the work now so that if and when I do decide, I'm going to be in a place where I'm open, where I have such better beliefs about myself in relationships than I do right now. And with opening that door to possibility, I'll be creating new beliefs, a new story about what type of relationship I might want and about how I want to be and how I want to show up in a relationship. Right now, because I don't yet believe that I'm great at relationships, that old story of being shit still lingers, I'm creating what I call possibility thoughts. And what I mean by that is I'm just creating thoughts right now that I can believe right now. Because there's no use me creating a thought like I'm great at relationships because I don't believe it yet. And if I don't believe it, it won't create the emotion that goes with it, which in this example could be something like self-confidence or openness. And you need that corresponding emotion to affect your ultimate result. It's not just about creating some random thought or affirmation and not creating the matching, if you like, emotion that goes with it. Those two combined ultimately affect your results, the thought and the feeling, and feeling that feeling in your body, because our thoughts truly do create our reality. So in the meantime, what I'm doing is I'm creating thoughts that I can believe that create possibility for me. Thoughts like, in the past, I believed I wasn't good at relationships. It's possible I could be good at relationships moving forward. And then once I truly believe those thoughts and I can feel that emotion of possibility in my body, feel that openness, I'll create new thoughts from there until ultimately I create thoughts like, I'm good at relationships, or I choose the best romantic partners. And these thoughts, either the possibility ones or the ones I'd like to believe, but I don't just yet, once I practice them enough, they become new beliefs. Because all a belief is a bunch of thoughts that you've practiced so often that they become a belief. That's all a belief is. If you think of a table, right? And it's got a table and it's got legs, say it's got, you know, three or four legs underneath it. That table top is a belief. And then all of the legs underneath the table that hold that table up, they're your thoughts. So I like to imagine like, yeah, imagine that table and the table top is your belief, but all of the thoughts underneath it have to hold up that belief. My brain might and probably will still offer all of those shitty beliefs, but I won't believe them. I'll watch them pop in and I'll watch them leave my brain easily. I know without a doubt I can create new beliefs around romantic relationships, and I know it because I've done it in my business and in other relationships in my life. In my business, I had to create the belief that I could create it and be successful without any prior evidence of it. That I could build something from scratch, literally build a coaching business from a thought in my brain. I practiced a whole bunch of different thoughts, and I still do until they become beliefs. And how cool is that? We can use other areas of our life, in this case, my other relationships and my business, for evidence in a totally different area of our life to help us. We can, you know, transpose them, or I'm thinking of a different word, but let's just go with transpose them. Move them from one area of your life to another. Leverage another area of your life to help you in another area. So at the risk of floating my own boat here, what I'm doing is such a good example of taking life by the, I hope you don't have young kids in the car right now. If you do, you might want to press pause. But what I'm doing is such a good example of taking life by the balls, of being in control of my life rather than it being in control of me. I have a choice. I could sit around believing a really old story that just doesn't serve me anymore and stay right where I am. Or I can choose to work on my brain and be intentional about how I want to feel and what I want to think about myself and relationships. I always want to be driving this car that is my life, not being in the passenger seat. Whether it's romantic relationships, the relationship I have with my daughter or my mum or my business, I'm creating my life with intent, and I would invite you to do the same. It can be so easy to stay on autopilot after being a mum for so long, right? Putting everyone else's needs and desires ahead of our own. Running around being super bloody busy and just trying to keep all the balls in the air that we're juggling. I get it. But now's the time, my friend, and use this as an example. Now's the time to redecide on things, to take back control of the car that is your life with intent. What do you want the rest of your life to look like once the kids leave home? Redecide and go after that like your life depends on it, because it does. All right, my loves, I hope you enjoyed this peek into my life and the work I'm doing on my thoughts and beliefs around relationships. Have a beautiful week, and I'll see you back here next week. Bye. Thanks for listening to the Journey to Brave podcast. I'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, if you've liked this episode, you're going to love my free video and guide, Stop Letting Fear Hold You Back, Start Feeling Confident and Brave. I share a simple strategy you can start using today to help you feel more confident and brave. Learn the strategy in this video, and you can use it on any negative emotion at any time. You can download it via the show notes. See you next week.